It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lac La Parle County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lac La Parle County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And let's say good morning to Josh Benega, Lac La Parle Veteran Service Officer. How you doing there, Josh?
Doing good. Getting off a long weekend. And
yeah, I saw you out doing a little work around the house there.
Did a couple of outside projects.
I had a chance to say hi to Rupert for the first time in a long time. He's still a ball of energy.
Oh, a ball of energy.
Yeah, glad he was on the rope there. He probably would have knocked me right over with affection.
So. Oh,
he's a lover.
He loves jumping on people.
He's a good boy.
He's a very good boy.
Yeah.
But
well,
a little excited.
Salute a veteran here today.
Of course. Today we're saluting Corporal Wilford Andrew Adelman. Wilford was born on September 30th, 1929 in Lac La Parle County and passed away on December 5th, 2010. He entered active duty in the United States Army on July 11th, 1952 in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Was honorably discharged about 20 months later on March 24th, 1954, Camp Carson, Colorado. He was with C Battery of the 176th Armored Field Artillery Battalion over in Korea. He spent 1 year, 2 months, and 11 days of foreign service during the Korean conflict in Korea. Some medals and ribbons that he earned were the Korea Service Medal with two Bronze Service Stars, two Overseas Service Bars, Distinguished Unit Citation, Meritorious Unit Commendation, National Defense Service Medal, the United Nations Service Medal, and a Good Conduct Medal. So that unit saw some action.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. So we thank you, Wilford, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
Very good. Salute to all the vets out
there. Absolutely.
Well, we're going to talk about Camp Lejeune again.
The Disabled American Veterans put out a news release on November 21st discussing considerations that people should take regarding the advertised Camp Lejeune lawsuits. Commercials, emails. I deleted four of those emails just this morning.
Yeah, I unsubscribed from a couple of them here recently.
Yeah, that doesn't help.
Yeah, I noticed that. They still keep coming.
Yep. So this is written by Jim Marsalek of the Disabled American Veterans. Many of us have noticed the recent influx in advertisements and solicitations from law firms seeking veterans to file lawsuits related to water contamination at Marine Corps Base Camp Lejeune. That's an understatement. That's because the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022, which was signed into law as part of the larger Honoring Our Pact Act in August, gives individuals, notably veterans and their dependents, the ability to file a civil suit against the federal government for harm suffered as a result of the dumping of toxic chemicals in the groundwater at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. From August 1st, 1953 to the end of the year 1987. DAV encourages all veterans to take the most appropriate actions for their individual situations. There's information about existing federal benefits for victims of contaminated water at Camp Lejeune to consider when deciding whether to file a lawsuit with a private attorney. First, you should know that the PACT Act doesn't change existing eligibility for VA benefits for those affected by toxic water at Camp Lejeune. VA has already established presumptive service connection for conditions related to toxic water exposure at Camp Lejeune. They did that in 2017 for veterans, former reservists, members of the National Guard, who had at least 30 consecutive or non-consecutive days of service there between August 1st, 1953 and December 31st, 87. Those conditions are kidney cancer, liver cancer, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, adult leukemia, multiple myeloma, Parkinson's disease, aplastic anemia, another, I'm going to butcher this word, myelodysplastic syndromes, and bladder cancer.
I think you may be close.
Close. Yeah. In addition, the Honoring America's Veterans and Caring for Camp Lejeune Families Act of 2012 previously authorized medical care for veterans and their families who were exposed to contaminated water while stationed at Camp Lejeune. If you believe that you or your family members may be eligible for VA benefits or health care due to service at Marine Corps Base Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, you can contact a DAV service officer, which I am one. I'm accredited with Disabled American Veterans, who is able to assist you in filing a claim. You can reach your nearest service officer by visiting benefitsquestions.org or my office. With enactment of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act earlier this year, qualified individuals now also have the right to file a lawsuit against the U.S. government to recover monetary damages for harm caused by contaminated water. However, if you are awarded monetary benefits by the court in the lawsuit, the award will be reduced by the amount of any VA disability compensation or other benefit provided to you based on your exposure to contaminated water at Camp Lejeune. So, if you are awarded a lump sum settlement from the U.S. government and filing a lawsuit for Camp Lejeune benefits, and you're already receiving VA benefits, your VA benefits are going to be decreased. Or no, your monetary winnings are going to be decreased. So it's going to be offset. There's no double dipping.
Okay.
This could reduce the amount of the award you actually receive from the court, but it would not affect your eligibility to apply for or receive VA benefits or health care. So even if you do file a claim for benefits after you're awarded this, any winnings from a lawsuit, your VA benefits will be offset to recoup, you know, for the federal government to recoup anything that you received. While there are still some unanswered questions in regard to lawsuits related to toxic water at Camp Lejeune, rest assured that DAV is monitoring and the evolving situation and will continue providing updates as necessary. So for the last 2 weeks, we've been talking about these toxic water lawsuits for Marines and anyone else that was stationed at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina.
Have you had anybody contact you? Have you talked to anybody that was out there?
I've had a few people call me. Okay. And I try to encourage them that, you know, VA benefits is, in most cases, a far better option because you can get a lump sum benefit from this lawsuit. But VA benefits, you get them every month.
Okay.
So. And free healthcare for those conditions and so on.
A few things to consider then before you just jump right in and reply to one of these.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Attorneys or something.
Yep. Okay. So last week the VFW was talking about how they partnered with a law firm, and now the Disabled American Veterans is saying, you know, take a good hard look at your personal situation and, you know, what you're already receiving from the Department of Veterans Affairs based on these conditions, and, you know, take appropriate action.
Okay. So contact you if they have any questions.
Absolutely. And there's more information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
And you have that there.
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office, open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, in the lower level of the courthouse, garden level, as you like to call it.
That's right. Well, yeah, it's still pretty gardeny out there.
Oh, yeah.
Snow's gone. Till tomorrow or so.
Don't jinx it.
Yeah.
We're open 8:30 to 4:30 Monday through Friday, and you can reach us by phone at 598-3445. My office will be closed on Thursday of this week and Monday through Wednesday next week.
Okay.
So I've got an appointment that'll take me out of town, as well as a conference coming up next week.
So call ahead. Make sure you're there.
Make sure I'm around. Just double check, and I can give you my schedule, and we can discuss things there.
All right.
From there.
Sounds good. I just want to put in a little plug for the movie coming up at the Grand Theater here before too long.
Oh?
Starting on the 9th of December. It's a movie that's out right now. It's called Devotion.
Oh, yeah.
And it's an inspirational true story of Jesse Brown, the first black aviator in U.S. Navy history, and his enduring friendship with fellow fighter pilot Tom Hudner.
I've seen commercials for that. It looks really good.
Hoping to turn the tide of the most brutal battle in the Korean War. And their heroic sacrifices make them the Navy's most celebrated wingmen. So it's based on a true story. So,
yeah,
you know, a lot of people like the little heads up on what's coming. So that'll be on the 9th, starting the 9th at the Grand.
Okay.
So check that out. Put that on your calendar.
That sounds good. So that's next Friday.
Next Friday. Yep. All right.
Can't believe we're already to December.
Yeah. Merry Christmas. All right, well,
pretty
thanks.
Soon.
Thanks, Josh, and we will see you again next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.
That's Josh Benega, Lackbarrel Veteran Service Officer, with us on Vets Info on the Air.
Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac La Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.